Grace to you and peace from God, who breathed life, after death, and who breathes life still today. Amen. Everybody get a post-it note and a pen or a pencil? No? I'm seeing a couple of head shakes. No? Okay, we're going to do a little work here while we go, okay? Marnie's going to help that. If one or two people want to jump up and help her with it, we'll be great. You've heard the story. I'm sure you've heard it probably 15 times, right? Man is stranded on an island by himself. He prays to God fervently for rescue. After a couple of days, a man in a rowboat comes his way. He offers the man a ride. And the man on the island says to him, "No thanks. God will rescue me." A couple of more days go on. The man continues to pray fervently for God to rescue him from his situation. And this time, a big speedboat comes and it says to him, "Hey, would you like a ride? Looks like you need help." The man says, I'm good. I trust in God. God will rescue me." Finally, as the man is nearing the end of his life, praying fervently that God would rescue him, a cruise liner comes by his tiny island. And the captain from over the rail shouts down, "Do you want help?" "No, I don't need it. I trust still that God will rescue me." Upon his death, the man arriving at heaven is told by St. Peter, "You get one question of God." He asks God that one question, "Why didn't you save me?" And God's response, "I sent three boats." It's a fun story, right? A good joke. But it really is meant for us to think, for us to spend a little time thinking about how it is that we see the world versus how it is that God's present in the world, or the ways that we expect God to show up and the ways that God really does show up. For my part, I think that's what was happening when the folks were putting together the Revised Common Lectionary, and they were putting these two pieces together. "The lion shall lie down with the lamb," and "a voice crying out in the wilderness." The juxtaposition of these two things is pretty jarring, in all honesty. And if you notice, John comes from the wilderness and stays in the wilderness. He invites people out to him at the River Jordan. But in the ancient world, the wilderness represented chaos and uncertainty. It represented fear and the unknown. It was a place of lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Oh my. And it really was a place that rooted in all of the imagination of how bad things could be. But what our prophet says to us today is the way that God intended them. The world turned right side up is a child who has no fear of snakes, is a world where a lamb knows that they are safe because the lion is cared for as well. And what I think happened when John came into the wilderness there, as he preached the baptism for repentance of sins, maybe the first sin that he challenged them with was the sin of thinking too small. You see, they had found safety in this sacrificial system, in this way of life that was rooted in the temple, and it was good. It offered them hope when there had been none. But John came as the forerunner of Jesus, who was going to offer to them a hope they could not understand, a hope that surpassed all understanding. And that hope was rooted in grace and in mercy, in peace and in love, that looked a lot like Isaiah, where there was no longer the rich and the poor, the powerful and those who are oppressed. There was no longer the need to worry about justice and peace because God's reign had drawn near. And so John, like so many, knew that their little safety net, the world that they lived in, that they promised or clung to, seeking some kind of order, it was too tenuous, too small for God's vision. Instead, what John had in mind, what God had in mind, was so much bigger than they dared dream. And John wanted them to raise their eyes up, to imagine what it might mean for the kingdom to draw near. The lion lay with the lamb. I think that maybe is one of the sins that we struggle with still today. As we imagine what it would look like for God to show up in our lives, as we pray for God to come and to rescue us, to save us from our sin, what we do is pray too small. What God has in mind for us, what God intends for us, is so much bigger. And we don't notice when it's already happening right around us. John the Baptist cried to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, to the faithful who came out to him at the River Jordan, is the same cry that we hear today. We cling to the small morsels, the kernels that give us hope. And I understand why. They're real, they're in front of us. If I can just keep my bank balance positive, my home clean, life will be okay. But you and I know better than that, don't we? The world is upside down. The world is full of sin and brokenness. The world does need rescued. And so John, I think, invites us along with those faithful to dream a little bigger. That's what I want to do right now with you. That's why I want you to have those post-it notes and those pencils. I want you to think in your mind, to daydream. What does it mean for God to draw near? What does God want for your life and for us? What does the world look like turned right side up? And as you imagine a world without poverty or war, terror or fear, where the wilderness is not chaos, but a place where the lion lies with the lamb, I then want you to do two things. I want you to acknowledge one place. This is repentance. One place in your life that does not look like that big dream. One place where you know you have fallen short and you need to make a change. When John said repent, he didn't mean feel sorry, be ashamed. What he meant was make an actual change. Do something concrete today to participate in the coming of the kingdom. When you have that in your head, I want you to take that pencil, that pen that you have, onto that post-it note, and I want you to write whatever words it is that you need there. If it's a broken relationship that you've been too afraid to cross that line, to say, I'm sorry, can we sit down and have lunch? If it is a struggle with an addiction, whatever it might be, that you know that you cannot solve by yourself, that you need help, put it on there. If it is any person, anything that you cross in your lifetime that does not resemble of the kingdom of God and you know you can take a concrete step, write it down. And then we all encounter God's world differently. Some of us, as we think about the ways that the kingdom draws near, we think about people who do not have food. Some of us think about the 2 million people in our prison system in our United States and the injustices that are done there. Others of us know that there are too many ways that we define us and them when really there is just we. And so for whichever one of those that your heart sings, take a moment and write down how it is that you can make a change today to show up at St. Dismas for worship and let those men know that they are loved and cared for, to be at the banquet in this holiday season when they so desperately need volunteers, to pop in to a congregation that just needs you to color some nativity scenes so that together we can worship and praise. As you've imagined what it means for the kingdom of heaven to draw near, I want you to take a moment just for yourself and to pray for your repentance. It's not about being sorry or feeling shame, but saying, I know God wants better of me and I'm ready to change. And if you can do it, if you're sitting next to somebody or you know somebody in your life who can be your accountability partner on these things, share it with them. Show them your post-it note. Get together over lunch after worship. It's not a journey that we are on alone. And then to close, let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for not abandoning us to our mistakes, but instead inviting us to participate in your grand vision of grace and mercy for all. Help convict us of sin and help us accept your mercy without shame, instead turning to active repentance that participates in your will. Thank you for the love you have poured out for us and all your children. Help us live out of that love today. In Jesus' name, amen. No matter what, where it is you need rescue in your life, God has sent a boat. Climb on.